Hi, this is Andy Nathan, and this is another episode of Tales from a Digital Marketer. Ooh. So I am on my way to do some coaching sessions with a client right now, and you know, I'm driving by on Lakeshore Drive right now, and I was just kind of thinking about all the different things that I've done over the years, and it kind of made me think about like the fact that like they're so different in terms of the industry from what it was just a few years ago. And that means you always have to be learning. You always have to know what's going on, because the moment you take your eye off the ball, everything changes. And you know, I remember a few years back, I was doing a lot of content marketing for a few clients, and I was just writing blog after blog after blog for them. And I got really into doing it, and it was great, but then all of a sudden, the work slowed down a little bit. And the problem was, I looked around and I had to go do some marketing for somebody else, and everything in the industry had changed. So it's just, even as an expert in the industry, I had to then retool and figure out new skills. So think about all the things that have changed just since, think about since Facebook was started in 2006, 2005. They literally have redefined everything that's gone on in the industry. Or think about what happened since Google took over the internet and search in the late 1990s. I remember the first time I actually did a search on Google, and I'm like, what is this weird site that doesn't have everything else? It's just a basic search feature, and I thought that was strange. But once I got used to it, started using it more. Now everyone uses Google. So how are you going to be able to change? How are you going to be able to adapt? How are you going to learn from everything that's happening? Well, let's talk about some ways to do that. First, you have to be able to spend a little bit of time every day learning about what's new in the industry. All right, if you're going to be using digital marketing for your business, if you're going to be able to use that to grow your business, you do need to spend a little time learning, because things will change. I guarantee the moment you understand how to use LinkedIn, they will change how the platform works. Next, once you've done that, then it's time for you to go through and do number two. Start talking about it. Start sharing with others. Because a lot of times we start doing marketing strategies and then we're like, okay, I can't tell everyone. However, I can tell you from personal experience, the strategies that worked best for me were the ones that I shared that got me even more traction. So let me give you an example. One of the things that I used to do for clients was I used to go out and I'd do outreach for LinkedIn. Now, this is back before like outreach on LinkedIn was even like popular or people knew to do that, because at that point everyone just thought of LinkedIn as like a job site or a resume site, and they didn't fully understand how to use it. So they would put up their profile, make sure their photo was there, and then after that they would just stop, and there was nothing else for them to do. And I said, no. You now have to go and reach out to people, and you can go into groups and you can find new people that you can connect with, and you could build the target market and start finding new prospects. And this is, by itself was revolutionary. So I started doing this for clients, and then I started explaining how to do it. Now, that sounds kind of crazy. I would actually tell my clients how to do this. But here's an interesting thing that happened. One, the clients who knew how to do it and started understanding that they could do it would actually share my content and let people know that, like, hey, Andy knows what he's talking about, so we'd get the word out so I can get more clients. Two, I would show people what they needed to do, and some people who didn't know how to do it would be like, oh man, this is great. I don't have time to do it. Can you do it for me? I'm like, of course I can. That's what I'm here for. And that's the beauty of all this, is that even if you show people how to do things, they're going to still want to have you do it for them sometimes. So if you have a blog post and you're in an industry, like let's just say real estate, and you show people, here's how to sell your property, you show them all the steps that you take to sell your property in real estate. Well, you know, that's great that you showed them that. And the do-it-yourselfers are probably going to be interested in listing their property by themselves so they don't have to hire a real estate agent. However, most people will not do that. They don't really, I don't have the time, I don't have the desire, I don't have the inclination. So when I talk to my wife, for example, about real estate, she gets what I'm talking about, but she's like, okay, just do what you want to do, I don't want to hear more about it. It's personality. she would rather just hire a real estate agent to work with them. Me, I love doing that. I love diving into the real estate stuff because that's fun. So understand that even if you show people how to do stuff, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to want to do it themselves. A lot of people hire out for stuff because they don't have the time to do it, or they don't necessarily have the expertise and they can't do it fast enough. I remember one time I actually tried to tile my own bathroom floor. Oh my God, it took me 3 weeks. 3 weeks! I never will do that again. I will always hire out for that. I now know how to do it. I no longer have the desire to do it. So the same thing happens when you show people and you share. Because when you share with people, what you're also doing is you're teaching yourself and you're learning even more about your own industry. It's really kind of cool. Because the more content you create about your industry, the more you have to clarify your own thinking about your thoughts on specific issues. And that teaches you to train, and you have to then do research and learn more. So you're constantly learning by sharing. Sharing is caring. I know that's cheesy. Third, start putting that education into use. Think about how you can apply what you've learned about your industry, and then start thinking about how you can put it into practical use for your business. So if you're starting to talk about something that, like, if you're an organizer, and you start sharing stuff about how you need to do specific things in your house, I don't know, let's say you should spend 5 minutes every day organizing your house, then what you need to do at that point is you need to go through as an organizer and spend 5 minutes every day going through. And then on social media, do a Facebook Live as you're actually doing that, so people could actually see you practice what you preach. Because once you start doing it 5 minutes a day and just do organizing for 5 minutes a day, or whatever your specialty is, on video, on podcasting, on social media, that's when people start to learn, like, oh wow, this person actually does what they say they're gonna do. So going over a bridge on Lakeshore Drive. So those are my words of wisdom, I guess, as you may. And I hope you enjoy them, and keep learning, keep growing. If you have any questions about how to use social media, reach out to me at smartatthestart.com/schedule. Again, smartatthestart.com/schedule. Then you too can be smart at the start with a free 30-minute consultation where we actually go through how to improve your digital marketing. That's what we're here for. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Let me know what you think, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.